tax deduction still available for 2023. Hey everyone, Adam Bergman here, tax attorney, founder of IRA Financial. And today's Adam Talks, even though April 15th has passed, there is still massive income tax deductions available if you are self-employed or have a small business with no full-time employees. Yes, even though we are well past April 15th, 2024, there are still unbelievable tax deduction opportunities still available for 2023. So if you give me the next 10 or so minutes, I will tell you everything you need to know about how and how much you could potentially capture in income tax deductions in 24, still make the contributions in 24 for the 2023 taxable year. It's pretty cool stuff. So the core of the podcast is going to center around someone who's self-employed or someone who has a small business with no full-time employees. And a full-time employee is someone who works more than 1,000 hours a year or three consecutive years of 500 hours or more. Why? Because those are the solo 401k eligibility rules. And in order to generate massive tax deductions for 2023 in 2024, past April 15, 2024, is through the solo 401k because it has very, very, very flexible contribution rules. I'll talk about the SEP IRA a little bit at the end, which has also opportunities, but less significant. So what I'm going to do is break the podcast down based off categories of businesses. And I'm going to start with the sole proprietor, single member LLC, and then I'm going to go to the partnership and then C or S corporation. I just think it's much easier to understand how the rules work if you break it down by entity type. So let's start with sole proprietor, single member LLC, the most common type of entities. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen to show you PowerPoint. Okay, so if you look here, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see my screen. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple or Spotify, check it out on YouTube, but I will go through it anyway, so you don't really need to see this information on the screen, but if you are, it could be more helpful. So basically, if you're a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, you can set up a solo 401k for the 2023 taxable year up until you file your tax return in 24, so April 15th, but plus extension. So if you file for an extension on April 15th, you have until October 15th to file your final income tax return for the 2023 taxable year. Well, you can set up a solo 401k all the way up until October 15th, 2024, and you can put away up to $66,000 away. Okay, yes, $66,000 away, or $73,500 if you're over 50. That is an enormous amount of tax deduction. So just a small example, if you have $100,000 in sole proprietor or single member LLC income, which is Schedule C income, and you want to maximize your deductions, you listen to the podcast, you watch the video, you're pumped up, every accountant will bless you for finding more tax deductions. You'll be happy, they'll be happy. And on $100,000 in salary, you'll be able to put away, if you're under 50 years old, $22,500 for 23, or if you're over 50 years old, $30,000 tax deductible. And then you can do a 20% profit sharing on the $100,000 of net Schedule C. So if you do 22.5 plus 20% of 100, that's $20,000, so $42,500. Or if you're over 50, it's $30,000 plus $20,000, that's $50,000. Okay, so that, just by doing the solo K, I've just given you either $42,500 or $50,000 in tax deductions based off $100,000 salary. Now, what I can do also, if you just want to put away more money and you're okay doing it in Roth, I can top that off and give you another maybe $16,000 to 20 something thousand in Roth through the mega backdoor Roth. So remember, if you're a sole proprietor or single member LLC, it's not too late. You can still set up a solo 401k all the way up until you file your tax return in 24 for the 23 year. That is the latest date possible, is October 15, 2024. And you can do employee deferrals and profit sharing up to a max of $66,000 or $73,500 if you're over 50. Even if you have a a job that has a 401k at work and you have a side gig, do consulting work or you sell stuff on Etsy or eBay or whatever, Amazon, you got a little side gig, you can set up a solo K. You may not be able to do employee deferrals if you maxed out at your company work, but you can still do that 20% profit sharing, which will give you more deductions, and even do a Roth mega backdoor. It won't give you deductions, but will give you more money in a tax-free account. Okay, let's say you're a partnership. The partnership works. You have until March 15, 2024 to file your return, your 1065, extension September 15, 2024 for the 23 year. Now, the interesting thing with a partnership, unlike a sole proprietor or single member LLC, partnerships kind of like corporations, you kind of get a W-2. It's called a guaranteed payment, but it's treated as a W-2. So for partnerships, the employee deferral, that $22,500 if you're under 50 or $30,000 if you're over 50, that had to have been done by 12/31/2023. So that ship has sailed, right? We're in 24. But you can do a 25% profit sharing contribution. Now, 20% for sole proprietor, single member LLC, Schedule C taxpayers. It's 25% for partnerships and W-2s. So that means if you made $100K on your side gig, let's say you worked at Tesla, you do really well, you maxed out your 401k Tesla, amazing. Now you have some side gig money and you're listening to the podcast and you're like, I need more deductions. Why not? So setting up a solo K, you can do it all the way up until September 15, 2024. You can't do the employee deferral because that already passed. And hopefully you've maxed out if you've had the opportunity at an employer plan. But even if you've not, that ship sailed. You could still do 25% of $100K using my example. That's $25,000 of extra deductions. Okay. And then you can do the rest in mega backdoor. You can put away, say, another $41,000 mega backdoor Roth. Not tax deductible, but still in a Roth and still going to be able to grow tax free. Now, again, you can set up the solo plan in 24 for the 23 year. You just need a side business. The cap is 66 or 73.5. If you only made $20,000 on a side gig, you're only going to be able to do 25% of 20 and maybe the rest in mega backdoor. If you make zero at a side gig, obviously you can't put away more than zero. Okay. So this strategy works really well if you have a side gig or you just have a side or a self-employment or business run through a corporation, partnership, or sole proprietor that does not have any full-time employees other than the owners of their spouses. It can be a part-time gig or, of course, a full-time job. And then you could set up a solo plan. If you're a sole proprietor or single member LLC, you can go max out to 66, 73.5 because you can do employee deferrals and profit sharing. If you're a partnership, you only can do the profit sharing. Now we'll see on the C and S Corp. The way it works for a C Corp is you have until April 15th or October 15th with extension to file your 1120. So just like the partnership, the W-2, the employee deferrals, that 22.5 or the 30K if you are over 50, that contribution should have been made by 12/31. So that's done. That deadline's passed. However, as with the partnership, you can still do the employer profit sharing of 25% up into a max of 66 or 73.5. Okay, so you still have the opportunity up until April 15 or October 15. If you have an S Corp and you file an 1120S, the tax return deadline is March 15th or September 15th with extension. So the same rules apply for S and C. The employee deferral should have been done by 12/31/2023. The profit sharing can still be done until September 15th or October 15th if it's a C or S Corp, 2024 for the 23 taxable year. And whatever's left over, you can always do in the mega backdoor Roth, which will allow you to just put more money in the Roth. Now, one other thing I want to add. Starting back in 23, the Secure Act 2.0 now offers a $500 tax credit for anyone that sets up a solo 401k and includes an auto enrollment feature, which we can do for you. So that means you're going to get literally $500 of tax credits from the government for doing nothing, for literally setting up a solo 401k. Okay. It's remarkable. Tax credits are more valuable than deductions. Why? Tax credits reduce your tax liability dollar for dollar, and tax deductions just reduce your taxable income. So credits, dollar for dollar reduction, way more valuable. Tax lawyers love tax credits. We like very much tax deductions, but we love tax credits. So as you've learned from today's podcast, there are still massive massive amount of tax deductions available for the 2023 taxable year, even though we are past April 15th, 2024. The key is obviously be self-employed, have a small business, have the opportunity to make contributions, have the ability to the cash flow. It could be a full-time business. It could be a side business. If you have a Schedule E, you do real estate passive income, you could move some of that to Schedule C. Yes, that would be subject to Social Security self-employment taxes, but it would give you the ability to make the contributions into the 401k and get tax benefits. On top of that, the IRS is giving everyone a $500 tax credit for literally setting up a solo K. It's 20, you'd have 23, 24, and 25. So 3 more years of $500. That's $1,500 of tax credits for setting up a solo plan that's going to save you hundreds of thousands of dollars of tax deductions and make you probably millions of dollars of tax deferred or tax free income in the next 20 to 40 years. So it's a win-win across the board. It's a no-brainer. And that's it. So no excuses. There are still a lot of deductions hanging low off the trees. Just got to kind of pluck them off very easily. And hopefully today's podcast gave you all the knowledge to do so. We'll set up the plan. We'll work through all this with you, even help you with the tax credits. Super easy. You literally have to do nothing. It takes like 3 minutes to get started. We'll handle everything. We can even open a bank account for you at Capital One. You don't have to ever walk in a bank. And then you have the ability through the solo plan to make the high contributions, right? For 23, it's 66K or 73.5, if you're over 50. For 2024, it's 69K or 76.5. There's also the ability to do alternative assets, checkbook control. There's ability to borrow $50,000 or 50% of your account value, whatever's less, and use that for any purpose. You have the mega backdoor Roth. If you want to use leverage to buy real estate, there's a great exemption against the UBIT tax that does not apply to an IRA, but only applies to 401ks. And you have also a very massive and exciting asset and creditor protection with a 401k that's far, far stronger than with an IRA. So that's it. When you bundle together, it's really just a no-brainer. If you have the capacity and you're eligible to set up a solo 401k, what are you waiting for? Honestly, like you're going to get deductions, generate tax-free wealth, and probably make yourself 7 figures of tax-free wealth just off the power of deferral and compounded returns. So thank you so much for listening. If you did watch on YouTube, thank you as well. Hopefully you saw some of the screenshots I shared. You can always, if you're listening to this and want to check out the podcast, you just need to go to the YouTube channel, IRA Financial. You should certainly subscribe. It's obviously free. And we drop 3 podcasts, 3 to 4 videos a week. Great, great information. I think the best in the world. And if you are interested in retirement accounts, self-directed IRAs, 401ks, alternative assets, taking control of your retirement money, Roth conversions, becoming a tax-free millionaire, there's not a better place online. I promise you that. I don't think there's anyone in the country that knows this stuff better than me. Just, you know, as a tax lawyer, the master's in taxation, I've worked at some of the largest law firms in the world for almost 9 years, and I've written 8 books on this stuff. So I'll debate anyone in the country on this stuff. So hopefully you've learned enough. Try not to put people to sleep. I know some of the language and some of the content sometimes could be pretty dense. I get it. It's tax stuff. I know I love it. I'm kind of a tax geek, but I imagine there's better stuff to listen to online. But I do appreciate if you guys are spending the time with me and trying to be a smarter, better, and hopefully richer investor. It will pay off. Why? Because the retirement system's rigged in our favor. It just takes consistency, starting as early as you can, good habits, patience, trust in the process. It's guaranteed to work because it's based off math. So all this kind of boring, education stuff you're doing on YouTube or listening on a podcast, it's going to pay off because it's going to get you rich. It's probably worth more than a degree from Harvard or an MBA from Wharton. Trust me. My sister went to Wharton. And if she just, listened to these videos and maxed out her 401k, she'd have more money than she would if she just worked at the banking job she did. It's that simple. So have a great day. Appreciate you hanging out. See everyone again next week. Thanks.